You're listening to the Travel Geniuses podcast for travel agents who love planning vacations for their clients, but wish the business side of things was just a little bit easier. This is episode 50, and in this episode, I'm going to share some tips to help you get motivated for 2021. Hey, Travel Geniuses, Christy here. I'm back. I did not mean to take such a large break from the podcast. I didn't even realize I had taken such a large break from it until a month or so ago. Somebody emailed me and asked if I was still doing it because it had been so long since the most recent episode. And I thought, what do you mean? Like, I try to push a new episode every 2 weeks. And I knew I was a week or two late on that, but I didn't think it was that long. And I checked, and yep, it had been 2 months or more since my most recent episode. And I didn't even realize it. I was shocked when I saw that. And I think it's just not that anything was going on. It's just this year has been so strange, and it's gone so fast. Like, I can't believe it's almost over, but also it feels like it's been the longest year ever. And so much has happened, but also nothing has happened. I've just been sitting in my house this last year. So it's just weird. And I honestly didn't know that it had been so long. And so I wanted to record a new episode, but I didn't know what to talk about. Nothing felt right. So I asked in my Facebook group what people thought I should talk about. And this topic that I'm talking about today was the winner for sure. I do have a couple of other ideas, but what we're going to talk about is how to get remotivated for your business for next year. And it's something I've actually been kind of working through the last few weeks to a month. Not just because there's a new year coming, but this last year, it's been kind of hard, especially for those of us in the travel industry, to work on our businesses because we don't know what's going to happen. Nothing's been happening. We don't know what's going to happen next year, whether people will be able to travel out of the country or not, whether cruises are going to happen or not. So it's a little hard to think about your business and plan things for your business. And it's also this last year, we've kind of, I don't know about you, but just I've been kind of in a funk a little bit and not really working on my business. So because of that, it's hard to get back into it. I find that with a lot of things. If I do it every day and I'm consistent, I'm really good and it's easy to stay consistent. But the minute I take a week or so off, it's just really hard to get started again. So I'm just going to share some things that I've been doing to help get my brain ready so that I'm excited to get back into business for next year and have some ideas of things to work on and that I'm energized and really excited to get back to work. So I'm just going to be sharing those with you in this episode. But before we get into that, I do have one thing I wanted to tell you about. This episode actually got a little long, so I'm going to keep this really short, but I do have a couple of projects I'm getting ready to launch soon that I'm super excited about. I've been working on them for months, years in the case of one of them. One of them is my websites. So I finally come up with a way to provide really amazing websites, effective websites for travel agents without you having to pay the price of a custom designed site. So I'll be announcing more about that later. And the other is a book we're going to work through in a project. It's kind of a workshop-ish. I don't know what to call it yet. But it's going to be a 6-month program all about creating content, whether it's content for your social media or blog posts, YouTube channel, podcast, newsletter, anything you want to create content around. It's a really great and simple and effective way to come up with topic ideas and create the content that is a lot simpler than you're probably making it right now. And I know that that's a big sticking point for a lot of people. And this just makes it so simple and so easy. So I'm excited for that program that will start the first week in January. So I need to get busy and get that ready to go. But my point of all this, and the only reason I'm talking about these right now, is that I don't know exactly when the next episode will come out, and there won't be a lot of lead time, especially for that content creation program. So please, if that sounds interesting to you at all, make sure you're signed up for my newsletter. You can do that at travelgeniuses.com/newsletter. And that way, if you're interested at all, you'll find out right away, versus if the next episode comes out in 2 weeks, then you don't have as much lead time, especially if you don't listen to the episode the day it's released and all of that. So I'll have more information there, hopefully by the end of the year. So if those sound interesting at all, I promise not to like spam you about them, but just go ahead and make sure you signed up for the newsletter and I will send you more information. All right, that's done. Now let's get to the good stuff. So my first suggestion, it's always my first suggestion in almost every situation, is to step away from your business. And I know I've talked about this before and I will continue to talk about it because I have experienced this myself and seen firsthand how it works. And I also know firsthand how hard it is to wrap your brain around it and actually do it. Like I said, I've experienced this many times. And even now, when I've got deadlines looming and I'm feeling really overwhelmed and nothing seems to be working right, I know, I'm like, oh, I've done this before. I know that if I take a day or two off, the ideas will magically come to me and I'll come back and what I've been struggling with for a week will take me an hour and it'll be done and it'll be better and more amazing than I could have ever imagined it would be. I know this, but it's still, you know, the other half of my brain is saying, yeah, but we don't have time. This is due in 3 days and, you know, giving me all the reasons why I can't step away. But as soon as I do, switch flips and I don't know, everything just fixes itself without me really having to be involved. So if you're feeling like that, if you're trying to force your business, if you're just feeling really discouraged and down about it and like nothing feels good that you're trying to do, nothing's working that you're trying to do, it all feels forced and yucky, step away. Step away for a day, step away for a week if you can. Usually it's a couple of days for me and then I start to get excited. You know, the ideas start flowing and I start kind of itching to get back to work again. Hopefully that, you know, you'll get that feeling. But even if you don't, after a few days, it's okay to go back to your business. I'm not telling you to step away forever. And I'm also not saying if you have client work that you need to do, obviously that needs to get done. I'm talking about the more like creative side, but step away as much as you possibly can. If there's client work that can be put off for a week, do it. Just give your brain a rest. It's very easy when you own your own business to never let it go. Like even when you're watching TV in the evening, when you're at the park with your kids, when you're at dinner with friends, at least for me, maybe you're better at this than I am, but for me, it's always this thought in the back of my head. I'm always kind of searching for ideas and inspiration and worrying about problems, and it's always there. And it makes it harder because I actually enjoy my work. So I do enjoy learning about business and marketing and all of this stuff, productivity. I love it. And I could, you know, in the evening sit and read business books all day long, but that's not healthy. That is not a recipe for good relationships or a healthy lifestyle. So I know because I've experienced that burnout before that I cannot do that. So I actually have an alarm on my phone that goes off at 4 o'clock every day telling me I'm not allowed to work anymore. It doesn't matter if I'm enjoying what I'm doing, no more work. I'm not allowed to read business books. I'm not allowed to sit with my notebook and dream up ideas, nothing related to work after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There are a few exceptions. Sometimes I will, if the bulk of the day has been taken up by personal things, I will sometimes, you know, ignore that rule and work a little later. But for the most part, I really do try to turn it all off at 4. And that helps prevent this burnout. But it does still come. I do still get myself in a rut or, you know, where I can't get the worry about certain problems or things I'm trying to figure out of my head. So when that happens, I do try to just step away. I'll take the weekend off or whatever it is, but I won't think about business at all. And so this year has been very stressful, especially for people in the travel industry. So I'm guessing you spent the bulk of the year worrying about your business and trying to figure out how to make it work and how to turn things around. So what I want you to do before 2021 comes, so that you're ready for 2021 and ready to jump in and excited about your business, I want you to just step away for a little bit. Sorry, I realize some of you aren't going to be listening to this in 2020. So you can do this whether 2021 is coming or not. And I did talk about this a lot in episode 33. So if you want to hear more about this, and if you're struggling and you need a little more convincing, go back and check out that episode for more on that. Now, my next bit of advice, and the second thing I do anytime I find myself kind of in a rut and discouraged about my business, is to do what sounds fun. So this first applies to that time you're taking off. So when you're taking time away from your business, don't use that time to read that pile of books that you kind of lost interest in, but you know you should finish, or work on a craft project that you got halfway through and again lost interest. Don't do things you know you should do, like cleaning out the closet and whatever. I mean, if that is what you want to do, yes, you have my permission to clean your closet if that's really something that sounds fun to you. There are times when that's what I'm in the mood to do, so go ahead and do that. But I want you to do what sounds fun and enjoyable to you. If that means watching Netflix all day, do it. If you think, oh, well, when I take time off, everybody's supposed to watch Netflix, so I suppose I should watch Netflix, but you don't really want to, don't. Just pick the things. Sometimes like right now, I probably have 5 or 6 books that I am in the middle of reading. It just depends on what mood I'm in. Sometimes I'm in the mood for something meatier that I have to think about, and other times I don't want to think and I just want to read something light and easy. So I do check in with myself all the time. Like, is this what I really want to do right now? Like, if I could do anything I wanted, what would I do? And that's what I do. And I know it sounds silly, because I'm a grown-up and sometimes I can do whatever I want. So why would I have to consciously ask myself that? But I just don't very often. You know, we tend to get into ruts and habits and feel like we're not allowed to have fun. So I do have to check in with myself sometimes. And maybe you'll need to do that too. Just ask yourself, like, if I could do anything I wanted right in this moment, what would it be? And do that. This also applies to your business. So when you get back to your business and you start, all these ideas are there, pick what sounds fun. I must have been taught this, like it's something that's been passed down generation to generation, that work and business and making a living has to be hard and it has to be work and it can't be enjoyable. But that is not true. You can enjoy it. So pick the things that you're excited to do and that seem fun, even if you think it's not going to work and it's going to be a waste of time. Just trust yourself and do it. Most of the time, those things that we think are fun and easy are not fun and easy for other people. Other people value that work that we do, that we enjoy. And those are the things that somehow, because we're excited about it too, they resonate with our audience and our customers and the people we want to help. And it's exactly what they needed. And doing the fun, easy thing will bring greater results than doing the hard work and the things that you don't look forward to. Britt Kolo, who I've had on the podcast, she was episode 39 from Marketing Personalities. She says this all the time. When you feel good, your audience feels good. So when you're doing something, I know most people are like concerned with marketing. So a lot of what I'm in the back of my head as I'm talking today, I'm thinking you're probably worried about how to market your business and how to help more people find you. And her big thing is always, when you feel good, your audience feels good. When you are engaging in marketing that feels good to you, that you're excited about, that you feel comfortable with, that you're having fun with, your audience feels that too on the other side. And it helps them connect with you. And that's when they're more likely to reach out and build that know, like, and trust and all of that. So do the things that feel good and fun. And if you need help with that, I talk about it in the episode. She has little guides based on your personality type, your Myers-Briggs personality type. And she has created a guide for each one with marketing platforms and types of marketing that fit your personality type better. And at least based on mine, that was really spot on and was really, I had already started the podcast, but it just kind of confirmed that I was on the right track with this. So I really strongly suggest and recommend her guides that she has. It's like $25 or $30, I think. So not much at all, but will really help you narrow down what you're doing so you don't feel like you have to do all the things, and will also help you hone in on the one that is going to fit your personality better and that doesn't feel like work. Janice Bailey from Soul Journey Travel is a great example of this, and I didn't check with her in advance, so hopefully she doesn't mind me mentioning this, but in the early days of COVID, she was experimenting and playing around with Instagram Reels, and I could tell that she was having fun, and if I remember correctly, she did start getting a lot of inquiries around that time, too, and engagement from Instagram when she started doing those. And you could just see that she was having fun playing around and experimenting with it and creating these cute little videos. And it showed. And I could definitely tell a difference. And I know that she saw results from that as well. So trust me and just try the thing that feels fun and easy and that feels like play and not work. Which leads me to the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is just experimenting and playing around. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself to see results right away. I tend to not want to do something unless I know it's going to work. It's really hard for me to play around and experiment with things knowing that, you know, it might not work out. So give yourself permission to just experiment with things, see what lands and what doesn't, what works and what doesn't, especially this year. I'm not saying nobody's traveling, but it's not the same as it was in 2019. So there's not, in my opinion, as much pressure to come up with something that's going to bring in a whole bunch of sales. So with your content platforms, so blog posts or social media posts, if you want to start a podcast or a YouTube channel or something like that, it makes it a lot easier to provide that helpful and interesting content versus feeling like you have to produce something that's going to make the phone ring right away. The truth is that the helpful and interesting content makes the phone ring, but we kind of get stuck in, okay, I'm going to make this content and somehow I have to make it cause people to call me. And that's when we get a little disjointed with our messaging and we start to feel uncomfortable. And then we start to produce all this content that's just like, call me, call me, call me, which doesn't make anybody call you. So I think because this time is so strange in the travel industry, hopefully that will make it a little easier for you to look at your marketing efforts and your content creation and the things that you're doing in your business as just ways to communicate with your audience and connect with them versus ways to sell travel to people. And this really has nothing to do with the topic of today, but has a little bit to do with this topic of experimenting. I literally, as I was taking notes for this episode, was thinking about Leo Babauta, who started a blog 10 or more years ago called Zen Habits. You might have heard of him. It was a pretty popular blog back in the day, but he's still around. Anyway, I stopped following him a few years ago and heard him on a podcast episode recently. So wanted to follow him. And as I was taking notes here for this episode, I thought, oh, I want to follow him on Instagram because I would like to get, you know, his little tips and daily reminders or frequent reminders about the topics that he teaches on. He doesn't have an Instagram, but it made me think, oh, maybe people want and need that from me as well. Now, saying that, I'm thinking in my head, like, nobody wants to hear from me every day. What do I have to share? But aside from that, I decided to try that. But I haven't done anything like this before, so I'm super nervous about it. So to take off some of the pressure for it to work or for me to be inspiring every day, just to see how it's going to work, I have been using my own personal Instagram account, but I just started I decided to use one that I had, the Travel Geniuses Instagram. So if you want to check it out, you can. I'm not promising anything earth-shattering there, but it's just Travel Geniuses on Instagram. So rather than use the one that I already have where my friends and family are, I'm just going to focus that one on this type of content. And again, it just makes it easier for me to just experiment. There's no pressure. There's nobody follows me there. So I just get to play. So if you're feeling that pressure, start another Instagram account or start like I did with the podcast, start a podcast or a YouTube channel and just don't tell anybody about it. That's what I did to see if I had enough to say, if I felt good about what I was saying, if I thought it was helpful. And of course, people just happened to find it. And that's why we're here today. So if you're having trouble experimenting and letting go of those expectations, just kind of do it in secret and see how it turns out. All right. So we've talked about taking time off. We've talked about doing things that sound fun, and we've talked about experimenting. So the fourth thing is to focus. So you're probably, if you followed my advice so far, you're going to be in next week or next month and you're going to be full of ideas and things you're super excited about trying and experimenting and playing with. Now I want you to focus. That means don't try to do all of them. I'm always full of a million ideas, and that's gotten me into a lot of trouble because I love them all and I want to do them all and I can't. There's not enough energy. There's not enough brain power. There's not enough time for me to do all of the things I would love to do in my life. So there are a couple things I do to help with this. And I do have an episode about this. It's episode 24. This will be linked in the show notes for those of you who want to dig deeper into this. But the first thing I started doing that has helped tremendously is to write them down. So I have them in two places. I have a notes app on my phone and I have a note that's just ideas. And anytime I come up with an idea, I put it there. I also use Canva. So I have a Canva board full of things I would like to do. They're things I might actually do, but I find that writing it down gets it out of my brain and lets my brain release it instead of constantly trying to remind me of it over and over and over again so I don't forget this brilliant multi-million dollar earning idea I just had. I can write it down. It's there. It's safe. I'm not going to forget. So later, if I need to, I can come back to it. But in the meantime, I'm free to focus on the things I am currently working on. So it's like if you're trying to dig a hole, you could dig 10 one-foot holes, which would be you focusing on 10 different things and just getting a foot deep into each one. Or you can dig one 10-foot hole and go really deep and far and do a really good job on one thing. So it's better to focus on one thing and get really good at it. And then you can always come back to those other ideas later, but try to focus on one thing at a time. And again, I know it's very hard because there are a lot of things that we're excited about. There are a lot of things that people are telling us we have to do. Everybody's an expert on their thing, and they want to convince you that their thing is the thing that you have to do if you want to grow your business, whether it's Instagram or YouTube or a podcast or a blog or whatever. They're all telling you that their thing is the thing that's going to make you all the money. But you can't do all of them. So just pick one. Pick the one that feels good, feels fun, feels easy, and focus on that for now. And if it doesn't work out, you can always go back to your list and pick something else to work on. All right, the next thing is a super fun one, and that is to reimagine what it means to be a travel agent. And there has never been a better time to do this. I know COVID has been awful in a million different ways. And one of those ways is that it has almost destroyed our industry and everything we thought it was. But that is also one of the best things to come out of COVID because it gives us the chance to reimagine and redesign what we do and come out the other side however you want to be. There is literally no reason to continue to do things the way that we have always done them because the world is going to be completely different when we come out of this, and nothing is going to change more, I don't think, than travel. So I would love for you to spend some time thinking about what you do and what parts you like about what you do. What destinations do you like selling travel to? What parts of the job do you enjoy? And also think about the things that you don't like. What suppliers do you not like to work with? What kinds of trips do you hate planning? What parts of the job do you detest and dread having to do every day? And don't judge these things that you're coming up with as you're doing it. Don't say, well, yeah, I hate accounting, but that's something that has to be done. I can't get rid of that, so I'm not going to put that on the list. Literally put every part of the job you can imagine and decide, do I like this? Do I not like this? In a perfect world, would I be doing this as part of my job? This is dreaming. This is not doing anything about it right now. But once you have come up with that list and thought about the things you like and don't like, look at the things that you don't like and ask yourself, what if I couldn't do this? Is there any way possible I could get this off my plate? It's hard to do this sometimes because we're so used to just thinking we have to do things the way they've always been done. But with a little practice, and if you do this periodically, I think you'll get really good at it and you'll see that there are a million different ways to do things. And those things that you hate doing don't necessarily have to be done or don't need to be done by you. For a long time, I'm older than a lot of you listening probably, but everybody said you have to answer the phone. You have to answer the phone by the second ring, and like you couldn't get away from phones. And I have said this before, I'm not a fan of phones. It's not like that I don't like being on the phone. I just don't like being caught off guard if somebody asks me a question and I don't know the answer to. I like to be prepared. The worst thing for me is to have somebody call and I don't know why they're calling. So if I know that a phone call is coming and I know what we're going to talk about, I'm totally okay with that. But if you call me out of the blue, I don't know if you're mad at me or you're going to ask me something complicated or you're going to ask me a favor and I don't want to do it. That makes my heart sink every time something like that happens. But like I said, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even now, there are people who think you have to answer the phone when your clients call. And that's not the case. You can say phone calls by appointment only on your website. You cannot publish your phone number. You can just tell people, like, leave a message and I'll get back to you within 24 hours. Just set the expectations with your clients. So just because everybody says something has to be done a certain way does not make it true. But it's hard to get into that mindset and start getting creative and thinking of creative ways to solve a problem or get out of doing something if you're not used to doing that. So I have a couple of resources for you, and this is where there are a lot of resources, but this will kind of help get your mind or help you see that there are always other ways to do things. And the first is a really long podcast episode. I want to say it's like 3 hours or almost 3 hours long. It's on the Tim Ferriss podcast with Nick Kokonis from Alinea, I think is how you pronounce it. It's a fine dining restaurant in Chicago. And that episode, they talk a lot about how they looked at the restaurant industry and why do we do things? Why do restaurants always have white tablecloths on the table? Well, it's because the tables underneath are all beat up and ugly and they're trying to hide that. So they just looked at every little thing in the restaurant business, asked themselves why it was being done that way, and asked themselves how they could do it differently and if they could do it differently and if they wanted to do it differently. And it's a really long episode. So unless you're going to geek out on all of this, you might not find it as interesting as I did, but it's been years and years since I heard that. And it's still one of my very favorite podcast episodes. I just found it so interesting and so inspiring. So that's the first one. The second thing is a book called Chillpreneur by Denise Duffield Thomas, who I've talked about a lot. And it is very focused towards women, but if you can get past that, guys, you know, I have some guys that listen, you will get a lot out of it as well. But she is very good at modeling, designing a business and a life that serves you and that works for you and that you enjoy and that you like, and finding ways to get rid of the things that you don't enjoy and like in your business and life. So I think you'll find a lot of inspiration in that book. It's one of my all-time favorites. And then also, wanted to point you to, if you haven't heard it already, my episode with Elizabeth from Souvenir and Far. That's episode 48. And she did this with the travel industry. She talked to a bunch of travelers. She talked to a bunch of travel agents, looked at what was working, what didn't, wasn't, what she wanted it to be and what she didn't want it to be, and designed a completely different way to be a travel agent. So that's another place you can go for some inspiration and to see that it does actually work and we don't have to do things the way they've always been done. And I'm going to end this section with a story from Zig Ziglar. And if you don't know who he is, he's one of the greatest motivational speakers probably ever. And he told the story, I don't know if it was really true or not, but it works for this purpose. Or he had won a ham in a sales contest at his work and he brought it home and his wife cut the end off and put it in the pan. And he said, why'd you just cut half the ham off? And she said, I don't know. My mom always did it. He's like, why did your mom always did it? I don't know. Okay, well, let's call her and find out. So they call mom. Mom says, I don't know, my mom always did it. So they call her mom. And grandma says, well, because my pan was too small, the ham never fit, so I had to cut the end off the ham. So all these years later, everybody's cutting the end off of their ham for no reason, just because that's how it was always done. They just assumed it needed to be done that way, and turns out it didn't. So I challenge you to think about what you do and the things that you believe have to be done the way you've been doing them and see if there's another way. Ask yourself why it's been done that way and see if there's another way you can do it that feels better for you. Don't change it just for the sake of changing it, but this is all to get you excited about your business again. So make sure you're making changes that feel good and are going to make you enjoy it a little more. And one last point, sorry, I said that story was going to be the last thing, but one last point on this topic. It can be really hard to make changes, especially when it will affect your clients and clients that have been with you a long time and are used to things being done a certain way. But again, another benefit of COVID is that you can just blame COVID for everything. If you're charging fees, if you're changing your fees, if you are changing your terms and conditions and contracts with your clients, anything you're doing, you can say, COVID has really changed the industry, or I have to change the way I do business because of COVID, or I saw because of COVID that there are things that I needed to change in my business. Blame COVID. Just blame it. And I think people will understand that. And it makes it feel a lot less scary and less selfish. I know it's hard to charge fees, especially if you haven't before. And it feels a little selfish and it feels unfair sometimes to clients who have been with you a long time and are used to getting your services for free to all of a sudden start telling them that they have to pay for it. But COVID's giving you a completely valid reason for it. So if you've ever wanted to charge fees and didn't feel comfortable changing that because you aren't used to it and because your clients aren't used to it, now is the perfect time. Okay, this is my last point. This episode has gotten a bit longer than I anticipated. So obviously I had a lot to say, but this is what I've been thinking a lot about for the last month or so. So I guess it's natural that I had a lot to say at this point. But the last thing that you can do, or my last suggestion to help you get remotivated and re-excited about your business, is to change the way you think about goals and goal setting. So typically, you would be told to set a goal that is very specific and something like earn $100,000 this year, or lose 20 pounds, something like that. But for me, those types of goals have never really worked. I think partly because they feel very overwhelming, like there are a lot of steps involved in doing those things, but also they're not necessarily dependent on you and what you do. So you can have a goal to make $100,000 next year, but that there are a lot of factors that go into that, and it's not completely up to you. You're not in complete control over that outcome. There are a lot of things you can do to help make that happen, but at the end of the day, it's not really up to you if you hit that target or not. So again, I have a few resources for you. And remember, you don't have to read all of these. These are just books and resources that have helped me and that I've learned from over the years. I didn't just read them all this month, so please don't try to read them all right now. Just take what you think will work and leave the rest. But the first is called Desire Map, and it's not how what it sounds like. It's by Danielle Laporte. And rather than think about what you want to achieve or what you want to get, she has you think about how you want to feel. So I'll just, to give you an example, I'll share some of mine with you. I want to feel ease. I want to feel creative. I want to feel generous. I want to feel honest. I want to feel excited. So as I'm thinking about things to do throughout the year and some of my more concrete goals, I'm always running them through those feelings. Like, is this choice going to make me feel creative? So an example of that would be maybe I get a job offer that would make me $100,000 a year working for some corporation. That is not going to help me feel creative. So I may have reached that monetary goal of earning a certain amount a year, but I'm not going to feel good even though I have that. So the focus with this book is really about the life you want and the way you want to feel about your life, which I think is why we all want to make money in the first place, right? It's not about the money. I could care less about that dollar amount in my bank account as long as I'm living a life that feels good and that I'm excited about and that I'm enjoying. Of course, we need money. I'm not saying you don't need money. Money sometimes helps us get that feeling that we want to feel. One of mine would be secure. I've mentioned before that we've been very poor when my kids were young. So every month now, when I'm able to pay my bills on time, I still, even though it's been a lot of years since then, I still like am very thankful and grateful every time I'm able to pay my electric bill on time. So yes, we need money, and yes, money helps us feel the way we want to feel sometimes, but that's not the end goal. The next book I want to recommend is a new one that I talked about in my last email newsletter that I sent out, and it's called The Practice by Seth Godin, one of my very favorite thinkers. And this is a very small book, and the chapters, I'm saying chapters with air quotes here, are very just small essays almost, but the whole point of the book is about doing the practice and doing the work. And instead of setting a goal of, again, say, earn $100,000, you kind of break it down. And what are what's something that you can do every day? This is about choosing a goal that you're in control of. So maybe you say, I want to use Instagram to grow my business, which means posting every day or every other day. And that's the practice, and that's your goal. My goal is to post every weekday on Instagram, and that's something you're in control of. And yes, the end result will probably mean more money and more clients, but you're not in control of that end result. You're just in control of the things you do on a day-to-day basis. And I really am loving this book. I'm only halfway through right now because while the chapters are short and it is a pretty small book, there's a lot to think about in each one. And so I definitely do recommend this book. And then the last two are kind of related. So one is a book called Atomic Habits, and the other is Zen Habits that I talked about earlier. Both of these, I haven't looked at Zen Habits in quite a long time. But when I did, it was very similar, had similar goals as Atomic Habits. I have read Atomic Habits more recently, so I'm going to talk about that. But if you want a more, I don't know, just a different approach, you can check out Zen Habits as well. But basically, Atomic Habits walks you through some steps when you want to build a habit, such as posting to Instagram every day. And it helps you set yourself up for success, making it easier to do, having triggers throughout your day to get you to actually do it, getting in touch with why. So you have reasons. And when on a day when you maybe don't want to, you can like remind yourself of what the end result is that you're trying to get. So if you struggle sometimes to stick to a habit, that's a really good resource. And if you kind of follow the steps there, I think you'll have a lot better results rather than just, you know, saying New Year's Day, here's my New Year's resolution, and then a month later dropping it. Okay, I think I said that was my last point, my last tip, but I do have one more, and that is to just look for the good. It can be really easy to focus on all the things that aren't going right now and all the things you can't do and all the things that aren't working. But I'm going to ask you, or suggest that you try to focus on the good things for a little bit, specifically around business and travel. There are, of course, a lot of people who are really struggling, and I'm not trying to minimize that, but there are also a lot of people who, while maybe their business isn't what they had anticipated it would be this year, they're far from going out of business, and they're finding ways to help people travel, even with all these COVID restrictions, even when we can't leave the country. You're probably going to get sick of hearing me talk about this episode, but episode 48 with Elizabeth from Souvenir and Far, her focus in most of her business was selling travel to Europe. And obviously that was not happening in 2020. So she got creative and worked with some travel agents to create resources to help them all sell travel in the US a lot easier. She started selling RV trips. There are definitely ways to do it. You just have to stop focusing on what can't happen and instead try to switch your brain into focusing on what can. And one way to do that, one way to help make that happen, is to look for people doing that as well. So instead of focusing on the posts on Facebook from people in the industry who are talking about how hard things are, not saying it's not. Again, I'm not trying to minimize that, but you can't keep focusing on that, because if that's what you see, if that's what you focus on, that's what you're going to be telling yourself is possible. But if instead you seek out stories of people who are doing fine and are finding ways to work around this and work with the situations we're having to deal with right now, then you'll start to see that that's possible for you as well. So try to seek out stories like that. And one thing I will try to do, I'm not making any promises, you guys. Well, yeah, I have to think about this because this was literally just popped into my head. But maybe with that new Instagram account that I'm going to do, I will share stories that I see. I'll be on the lookout and I'll ask for submissions of stories of people doing things well, people who are finding success in this year and in this situation that we're in. And I'll start posting some of those in that new Instagram account. So yeah, this was supposed to be an experiment and something I could do in secret. And here I am just telling you all about it, telling you to go follow me there. But I think that would be a good place to share some of those stories, because I know some of our industry magazines and things have posted stories of people finding success, or at least finding their way through all this COVID stuff. So I'll do my part and try to make it easier for you to find those. Okay. So just please try to focus on things like that. And when you come across posts, there are a lot of them. Mostly I see them in comments in Facebook groups of people who are struggling. It's fine to, sympathize with them and wish them well, but then just move on and read a happy story after that. Okay, I think I'm done. I feel bad for talking so much about it, but like I said, it's something I've been working on for myself, and so obviously I had more to say than I thought. I do have another episode I will be releasing soon. I actually recorded it a while ago. It was an interview with Thomas Carpenter, who is a travel agent and an attorney, and it's really, really helpful. Interesting episode. I didn't so much ask him specific legal questions as much as the things that an attorney can do for a travel agent and why it's so important that you work with one. And it's not as out of reach as you think. I did ask the money question, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So please be on the lookout for that. And please, if there's something you're struggling with and have a question about that you think I might be able to help answer, please let me know. You can email me at christy@traveljeniuses.com. I would love to know what questions you have so that I could have some more podcast episodes come out and not feel like I have to try and guess what it is you need help with. That's it for this episode. I'm back. I'm so excited to be back and can't wait for you to hear that episode with Thomas Carpenter. And again, any ideas and suggestions you have, anything that you're struggling with, just go ahead and send me an email at christy@traveljeniuses.com. And if I know enough to help and provide an answer, I'd be happy to cover that in a future podcast episode. All right, that's it. I mean it this time. Enjoy the rest of your year. And I hope even just one tip from this episode helps you come back in 2021 really excited about your business and looking forward to what the next year is going to bring. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.